Nicholas is very clever. That's a grandson. It's Calvin and Sally's. He's very clever. But he would rather, I think, do the computer side of it.
Mm.
Which is a lot to do now. And whether she thought she was going to do it, but she was only 20 when she came here. She had her 21st birthday here last year. And I think perhaps she was finding it too much. Because you come in, you're living on your own. You haven't got a boyfriend or parents that you're coming into or a husband or anything.
Mm.
So you are on your own. And it does get gutty through the winter. It is a gutty job. You start sort of, you get up at 4 in the morning and you have days off, I know, but...
So up at 4?
Well, that's what they tell me. I don't get involved with it at all now, as far as that goes, but when she came, that's the time. She was working for David Rees. I don't know if you've met David Rees.
Yes, but I can't remember... The name rings a bell, but I can't remember why...
Got lots of farms, runs lots of farms. Must have a marvellous brain, because I don't think he worries about it.
No.
Just bought a farm in Scotland, I think. But he just seems to go for the straight... When he heard she was leaving them, she was working for them, he said, oh, they shouldn't have let you go. Well, I think they may have been right, but now she's, you know, you are in the parlour on your own. But I think where she was before, there was more people about going on. It's quite a lonely life, really.
She's a sweet girl. She was really sweet to me when I came and
she showed me. Yeah, she is. But Nicholas perhaps would ask her, but then do what he wanted, you know. I thought the idea that she would take charge of the... And Calvin would back her up, sort of thing, and Nicholas would more or less take a back seat if he didn't want to milk the cows. I was hoping he would milk the cows, live in the cottage, because they want to move up here, where Ella is, with her little mum. But no, he doesn't want to milk the cows. I can see his point of view, because his dad stayed at it too long, got too fed up with it. But now his dad's staying here anyway. He's the one that stays here, everybody else goes.
Hello, sweetheart.
He's really doing what he wants.
Hello, you're Herbie's friend, aren't you?
Sisters, are you?
Hello, you've been out for a lovely walk.
Where have you been? Up to Rooks. They go up to the next farm, Rooks.
Oh, right.
Because it's clean. Nothing's clean on this farm. You have to go next door.
So when we, when this article was written, which was way before I arrived, it talks about farmed here for 25 years.
Hello.
Hello, Mark, how are you?
Could be better.
Oh, he won't give you a cheerful reply.
We won't go into that matter.
Okay. Where are you headed?
Sorry?
Where are you headed, over there or on a chair here?
That's where I should head to, yeah.
And then he'll say, I hope she'll make me a cup of tea.
Looks very much as though you've had one anyway.
We're in the middle of one now.
Yeah.
Delicious biscuits.
Oh, she's had shortbread.
But it says here...
25 years. Well,
25 years, but that was in 1996. And runs the only dairy herd left in Hambledon.
Yeah.
About 160 Friesian Holstein cross milkers.
That's what it was.
Has it gone up now then?
Yeah.
260 and that?
200 and something, I think. 200 odd, mate.
200 odd.
Well, you keep having cash.
Yeah, yeah. And then it says Glidden Farm runs to around 390 acres.
Yeah.
And they use another 120 acres outside the parish for grazing.
Yep.
That's all still the same, is it?
Yep.
The acreage reduced to a working 400 in all.
Roughly 400.
Some 100 acres used for arable, growing corn for the cattle.
It's done like that. It's all grown. all the corn goes in the silage heap, and then they rent a bit of grain for maize, wherever they can.
As far as the difference that it was then, where we used to grow the corn and let it get ripe, now they cut it when it's green and put it inside. Because we want straw from other farms, so when we should be doing this here, we're away getting straw from other farms. So that's the way they've done it, they put it in the silage.
So how far afield do you have to go to get straw nowadays? Because this year I noticed...
Right, the horns.
Possibly sometimes brooks.
Oh, not too far?
No, not too far. Not as far as the people down in Somerset have to go.
Oh, no.
Because they have to...
Some up round the Droxford area, because the horns have got grain up there.
The biggest problem is that side of the bridge, it's only so high, so they can't bring a very high load back. So they always say, which side of the bridge is it?
Because Philip said to me once, I was always surprised that he ploughed it all back in. He said, well, people very often... didn't used to collect it.
Well, he didn't at one time. And...
But he made a lot this year, and it was away gone so fast, baled up and collected. I don't know who was.
They're beginning to realise straw is useful.
Mm.
A lot of people, it's true, they just leave it. But up till now, Silversys have been known for clearing it faster than anybody else.
Yeah.
Because they'll work.
Well, you desperately need it, don't you?
Not yep. We need it, but ordinary labourer wouldn't work till 2 o'clock in the morning and be back at work at 6 o'clock in the morning. But quite often they do that for a few weeks to catch up with
it.
To get the bales off the fields, because they want to work the
fields.
They've
got to get straight up behind you.
Yes, they are there, isn't there? Who is it? Oh, horns, they're always out there waiting with a plough before you finish. And of course, then they get in everybody's way, so as soon as you get it cleared, the better.
Mm. From everybody's point of view, yes. The sooner you get it away, the better.
Well, you've got it home here, then, haven't you? Mm.
And undercover, how you
want
it.
Well, it's not always undercover, because they have a lot of pheasants, and they seem to have fields of bales just for the pheasants to me.
Oh.
It's a sore point.
Oh, right, we won't go
it's
there.
It's hard to fill in the barns up, the way it rained.
But how often, in terms of being in, are the cattle in probably September through March, or...?
Oh, we leave them out as late as we can, without doing any damage. Well, it's October this time.
Yeah,
right?
October this time, as if we have a lot of rain.
Mm.
They're generally in till, well, at least the end of April.
End of April. Mm.
At least.
So that you are talking a lot of straw.
Mm.
A lot of straw. I don't know how many bales you did. A lot of straw. A lot of straw.
Yeah.
Everybody around here gets fed up with Silverster straw coming in.
But there can't be... Who else has got cattle round here that would need straw? Because
well,
you're one of the last,
cattle,
aren't you?
But then they're not milking cows.
No,
they're just beef.
Just beef.
Well... Mm. I don't know what harlots have got now, whites, or whatever they are.
Only a few laid on the hill, I think.
And then it says on here, you'll put me right, I'm sure, the Sylvesters grow all their own replacements for the milking herd, and at present they've 45 in-calf heifers and 65 maiden heifers. 4 bulls provide natural insemination, with 2 Friesian Holsteins specifically to produce replacements for the dairy herd, and a Hereford and a blonde Aquitaine bull for beef calves. Is that about
Simi. We've got a Simi bull now instead of the Hereford.
We've got Angus too, haven't we?
Yeah.
Not that I've seen him for a while, but we have AI as well.
Oh.
They're trying to do a bit more...
Selective breeding?
Selective breeding, that's the word, yes.
Mm.
You do it all on the computer, and you'll have one cow and somebody came up, they have a look at their feet, see what their feet are like, see how much milk they've just everything in general, health wise, because up here, because we've got so many flints, the flints are a devil on their feet. And if you don't keep up with it, it can overtake you. But that's the way I've always thought of it.
Well, certainly from a sheep perspective, we were quite tough about culling if things weren't able to manage on their own. So if you'd got entropia or anything like that where they were not surviving, they wouldn't have survived if they'd been out in the wild. So from a shepherding point of view, we'd be quite tough and get them away.
That's what they're doing now, isn't it?
We're fairly hard on them.
Well, feet particularly, it was funny how it would sort of follow a trend, but it would. And
you had quite a bit of mastitis too. You know, they're trying to keep on top of it all the time. The trouble is, so much, everybody thinks you've got an automatic washer, but you do have to check that the automatic washer is working properly and is at the right temperature. And they just think you press a button quite often and it all goes all right, but it's not like that.
No.
You have to check.
I was particularly, when I came last time, I keep showing people this picture, but I just think it's so extraordinary how much everything is done on computer and how much you can tell from all that. I mean, with the little cuff and then all this computer-driven stuff. I mean, Ella was saying something about the fact that, you know, you could tell milk yields, but you could also tell if things weren't right, if things the yields had changed and all the rest of it. I mean, that to me is extraordinary.
Is it every month they test them?
They record every month.
Record every month, that's right.
And calves, if they get one with mastitis, they test before the milk goes back into the milk tank.
Awful lot of testing now.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Well, calves are good. And,
it's rather funny, all right, and it's not funny. It's funny. Oh, I thought it was funny when we first started it. They've gone back to cloths sort of thing, you know.
Washing.
Oh, really?
Ordinary cloths. And I thought, if that's not going backwards, what is? They've got excuse me a minute.
But she had...
They got a big boiler up there, they wash their cloths every day.
I think Ella had a whole load of different ones for each animal, and she then had them all on her arm. They were all taken out of the washing machine. It was amazing. Real proper system. Hello, sweetheart. You are so lovely.
Yeah, I probably don't know a lot about it. No, they all pretend to work, you know, when I was doing it, very much.
Hang on a minute. What date is that? 24/1. Are you going with Joy Sang motorbike? Do you said no, didn't you?
Don't think I want to.
Well, I'm not talking to you. I'm just asking him at the end of the table. So, do you want to see your girlfriend Carol to go to Burton Village Hall for what?
All these things come together. Well, you've got nothing.
Yeah. Well, she wasn't there today. No. Lemon Owen's useless, isn't it? Here.
What's that?
Don't you get it, my little Owen. Do you want to go or not? If you can't make your mind up, toss a coin.
I'll go with them.
Yeah, we'll go.
Rather than...
I'll phone you up for details. Fine. Yeah, well, Joy Sang will miss us, won't you? That's Friday night. We're not doing anything Saturday except that Angie Tillery is coming. Yes, right. Right, I'll get in touch. Friday the 24th. Right, Char. How are you? Babe. Joy Sang used to be the teacher at Petersfield School, head teacher. Mm-hmm. She does a lot with motorbikes. And they had a... They were going to have a dinner, but they had to cancel it because they couldn't sell enough tickets.
Oh, dear.
So the Saturday, I think it is, or the Friday, whichever night, today it was supposed to be, they were going to have like Skittles. But then he finds that very... will find it very noisy, and it's not quite the same.
No. The angles and stuff is... The Hunt have doing a Skittles thing. In fact, actually, Hursley Hambledon won, I see from the newsletter this last time, so that was good.
But, it's a three-course meal. They have one course, and then they have an act, and then they have another course, and then they have an act. But it's quite
nice.
Friendly do. We've been there several times. She's forgotten to get tickets. I think they had some returned or something.
Mm.
You never know what's happening, do you?
No,
No.
Oh, hello. Are you allowed up here?
No, she's not allowed anywhere, but she goes everywhere.
Allowed up here? You're so sweet.
How things change, right?
How old are these now? Because
nine in June.
Yeah, there you go. It wasn't far out, was it? Yeah.
Would you just tell her off? Because she shouldn't be making your trousers dirty.
I don't mind. But it's whether
you're allowed. I think, as well.
It can't smell, so it doesn't matter.
I think she sang a porn or something.
Yes, so I was going to use that picture again of you, because it's only a couple of years ago. Yes. And I hope you'll be able to come. But that, in terms of state-of-the-art things, how that's changed. And that was done for the... I think that was done for the Millennium Display. And then it changes from that to that. Extraordinary.
Yes.
So in terms of...
I mean, that looks so grand because I don't know anything about it. No, it's really the younger generation now. But
and they'll carry on, though. I mean, one of the questions that we were going to ask on the night is the extent to which the family carry on farming. And Philip, I don't know, the children, in the case of Philip, probably are all away in London and doing their own thing, and eventually they may come back to farming, who knows? But your children are farming.
Well, we've got Nicholas works here now from one family and Philip from another family.
Yeah.
Michael and Carolyn they've got Emily, which is married and she lives the other side of Alton. Philip and Alice. And Philip, well, he tried to get a job and couldn't get one, so he finished up here. And I'd tell him, well, you couldn't get a job anywhere else, so you came here to shovel shit, didn't you? I wouldn't like to say how many loads of dung he's taken out. They get a lot out of it as well, especially the children. They get their shooting, which is a very expensive hobby. And they were shooting three or four times a week all through the season. Well. But they do get up early in the morning and they get back. They make sure that somebody's back here at night to do whatever's got to be done, because they've got calves as well.
Mm.
So they're very good, and that they get on with it, don't they?
Mm.
They still get on with it, and they usually pull, but if anything, it's the wives that don't like it, you see.
So I would have given my right arm to have been a farmer.
None of them really want to know anything about the farm as such. Sally does the book work. When she fit it in.
Mm.
But Carolyn, she's hardly ever here. They had a bit of a nursery down where her mum and dad were, but her mum's now died. And her dad's just lost his driving licence. And then she goes up, which she did for a week before Valentine's Day, to help Emily in the shop at Alsford. It's a flower shop. Emily works in there.
Mm.
Her husband milks cows and is a farmer. She was never going to marry a farmer, let alone a dairy farmer.
Mm.
So I don't know what's happened there. But there.
And the quota and everything else, how does all that square these days, and what happens next year?
There aren't any quota as such these days. That's finished.
Finished, okay.
And so we, yeah.
It's died a natural death and cost us a lot, I think.
It cost us a lot, though.
Because you had to buy it. Mm. No, you can't get anything for it. You can't sell it because you can't sell it.
No.
It's one of those pitfalls of farming.
Mm. And the actual price for the milk, is that still unfair?
Definitely.
Yeah, when it's crept back up a little bit, but not enough.
Mm.
It's quite... How do you put it?
It's not adequate. It doesn't cover.
I think you stick farming for the way of life.
Mm, I used to think that.
More than what you make out of it. I mean, look what... The bloomin' solicitor charges us to write one letter. It frightens me to death.
Mm. Mm.
And I think the Citizens Advice Bureau people do a lot of good.
Mm.
I really do, you know. Well, Diana used to go to Winchester, didn't she? And did a lot for that.
Did she?
Yes. Diana Remsen. Mm. Yeah.
Didn't realise. I knew she was on the council. Were you on the council with her?
Yeah, she was the only one that us two agreed, usually. We tried to fight the others, but Anne Bailey had quite a lot on her side as well. Anne Bailey is lovely, but she's not very practical.
Mm.
This is what we found, anyway. She didn't really think it through. What will it be like in real life?
Mm.
Like those... where they had the pub car park. The pictures were beautiful that they brought in, with roses all up over the doorway and everything. She was absolutely what I call taken in. I call it. And you got a prison at the back for a garden.
But do the children feel a need to diversify to keep the income working, or can it pay? Can the dairy side of things pay?
Not really. They do quite a bit of apeside work if it comes in, and there's quite a few perks. You're not supposed to say that where the accountant is, but there are quite a few perks.
Hmm. Well, your shooting is one, I guess.
Well, that's
Being on the place, that's a fantastic opportunity.
Yeah, I think they're very lucky, but Michael and Kelvin might realise they're lucky. I don't think the youngsters do.
Mm.
I mean, Nick's wife just thinks she's onto a good thing. Oh, wow, you've got a lot of money.
Mm.
We're walking on it, but we're...
Yes, exactly.
If you want to hand it on, you know, if we sold out, we could live in luxury.
Mm.
But that doesn't make you happy, does it? Yeah.
No, particularly if you've grown up being farmers. As you say, the way of life.
Mm.
I mean, put you in an expensive flat in the centre of London and you can go to a... theatre every night, it wouldn't suit you, would it?
Oh, I'd love it for a month.
Yeah, exactly. But you wouldn't be able to spread your arms. And
to go to museums and theatre.
Of course you would.
I don't know, because I don't think I could stand the pace. We were talking about that earlier.
Well, we've taken now, because we live that bit further out, and we're old, we can actually get the railway pass and the rest of it. We went up yesterday to the Festival Hall for a concert. We drove up to Petersfield station. There's a funny little app thing on your phone which enables you to park your car. Got the tickets from the station on a machine. An hour and whatever it was to London, walked across the bridge to the Festival Hall, came back on the 9:30 train. And I was in bed by 11. It was fantastic.
Mm. Yeah.
Not difficult at all. I mean, I wouldn't want to do it every week.
No, not this Christmas, but... Christmas before, Kate gave me a thing for the theatre up there, and we went up, you know. And I says, I'm not doing underground.
No.
I'm not. No. It's taxi. Taxi. However long it takes.
I mean, and however much it costs. Yeah, you know. Yeah.
And so we did. But the trouble was, she thought she could get lunch in before the... So I said, Kate, you can't do so much. I don't mind a sandwich on Waterloo Station and a drink. No. I don't care what it is.
Mm.
But we don't want to miss the beginning,
no.
Which we didn't, but London's not cheap anymore, is it?
Well, it's never been cheap, but it... I mean, sometimes there are things going on there, as you say, like a lecture or an exhibition, and it wouldn't come down here, so you've got to go up there to see it.
What are they talking about today? What's his name? David Hockney, is it?
Oh, yes.
She wanted to go up to the... Just, and then Jean said, but they're not, he doesn't do all the painting. Other people do a lot for it. Is that so?
I don't know in the case of Hockney, but I do think there's an awful lot of people who do the groundwork and then they get them, Hockney or whatever, to finish it, don't they?
I don't know because I don't know much about it, but I know what I sort of like, pictures and that. And a lot of them where you look at first and you think, oh, I don't like that. But you go back and look at it and you can see something in it, but I don't know what I can see in it, if you get what I mean.
Well, I suppose that's why people say, I know what I like, because it talks to you in some way, doesn't it? But Hockney isn't necessarily one of my favourites. But
no, she just wanted... Who was it? Oh, Jeanette, wasn't it, wanted to go up. But there burst your bubble when Jean said that.
You can't get up to London now so much? It doesn't interest you anyway, I don't suppose, does it?
Never has done.
No. Well, you've always had to.
No, I don't understand these things. Well, I wasn't brought up musical or anything, so I don't understand it. And there you are. If you don't understand it sort of thing, it's no good.
No point in
we
going.
We used to go up to a show.
We used to go up to a musical show occasionally. Back in our mad days.
We had some...
Very good friends, Nick.
Very good neighbours. He was
knew their way
New
around.
New London Inside Avon, something to do with tailoring. They were next door neighbours, and we had some good times. You know, he'd drive up to London. That was nice for us.
I was going to say, you sit back and drink it in.
Yeah. So we used to come in, have a cup of coffee, and go out and milk the cows. I couldn't see the youngsters doing it now. They want at least 6 hours sleep. And then you used to go up and sleep up against the wall.
Oh, my goodness.
You see, they're both gone. It's not fair, because Rosalie was a lot younger than me.
Oh.
And she was a lovely lady. She never said anything against anybody.
No.
One of those, you know, not like me. I'm just like Richard Clark, the lost cause. No, I'm not shushing. I know what I want to say, I'm going to go and see him.
Hello.
When Megan died, I thought, what the hell do you say to people?
So who was Megan?
Richard's mum. Went in with the biggest bunch of lilies that I'd ever seen, because I got them at half price. I said, I saw these at half price, so I bought them for the Clark family. I don't know what you're going to do with them. They're enormous and horrible and all the rest of it. And they're all sat around. Everybody feeling sorry for, you know, like you do quite often when somebody's just died. I said, Megan wouldn't like this at all. She'd tell you off, because you're sort of wasting time, because she didn't like time to be wasted, and she liked things done her way. Mm. We fell out in the church because she didn't like the way I did flowers. Well, I didn't know how to do flowers. I just bunged
them
in.
Did them how you wanted.
Yeah. She told me I did it wrong, and I said, all right, you just carry on, and I won't do them anymore.
No.
But she was wrong on that, but... You know, it had to be done her way. She was always smart, always country, dressed smartly. She used to go in and do Rose's ironing for her. She got on well with her daughter-in-law. Better than Rose got on with her mum. Yeah, I got on with her mum better than her mother-in-law.
So you arrived here when? In the early 70s, wasn't it?
Yep. 1970.
Gosh.
We bought it in 70 and moved in Easter 71.
80, 90, 1000. Creeping on.
And we built the parlour, you see, and we had house builders, which you learn as you go along, which should never be asked to do drains for a farm.
No, I bet not. They wouldn't have the economy, the scales.
They didn't, you see. Well, neither did we, I suppose.
Yeah, that was all done through NASH.
Well, so it may have been, but it wasn't big enough and wasn't right, was it? But the trouble is, what we say is what we mean, and we said, we're moving in at Easter with all the cows. And they were nowhere near anywhere. Wet concrete everywhere.
Oh, it's pandemonium. Goodness.
They just couldn't believe. Yeah, the cows are coming today, and that's it.
And that's it. How old were the children when you came?
When we started on our own, Sue was expecting a youngest daughter. She's 53 now.
Yeah, so you started with a bump.
You beat me, I thought.
Beat you what?
53. I'm just thinking, I was quite scared that I've got a daughter of 40 now.
Oh, we've got a son of 60. Michael's 60.
Gee whiz.
Cal will be 59 in May. And Sharon must be 52 now, I'm not sure.
Wow. Well,
6 grandchildren and 1.5 great grandchildren. Another one on the way. Well, I never wanted to do anything else, but I don't think either of us really did, you know. I love children. I could have been a nanny. Well, I used to look after children, nanny. But,
well, you're born and bred to it,
aren't you? It meant an awful lot to me, ground, you know, it just does, and being countryside, seeing green fields. Mm.
And I think the thing for me, particularly with the sheep, which is the only experience I've got, was the rootedness of everything being coming round again. It was never the same, but it came round again. And the minute 14th of February was usually the notional date the first lamb on our place, well, it wasn't mine, I used to work there, used to come. And that was the start of spring to me. And then everything, then you prepared for the shows and then and so on. And it was that feeling that it all happened again.
Because I like really, the seasons, you
I
see.
I love the seasons.
Yes, I think these other countries really don't have seasons, I think.
Well, we've lost them now, haven't we?
We have, and I think the sort of feeling that you can have strawberries in winter and, you know,
you always that's such
a shame goodness. Because the flavour's not there anyway. Why don't you look forward to having strawberries when strawberries are meant to be around?
Well, all winter you have cabbage and blooming carrots.
Yeah. So what's Brexit going to do, as far as you two are concerned?
No idea. We'll wait and see what they throw at us. Mm. We voted to come out of the common market, but I voted not to go in. I never thought it was a good idea, and I don't know anything about politics.
No.
So.
No.
Well, you know yourself, a committee of 8, you can get on with a little bit better. And when you've got 27, none of them are going to agree.
They're not going to agree.
Well, it's like religions abroad. I mean, a lot of the trouble is just through religion.
Oh, it always had been trouble.
Mm-hmm. But the various sort of subsidies and things that arable farmers are eligible for, are you eligible for various grants that will be not be available if Brexit...
I don't know, to be quite honest. I don't know what they're what has been proposed.
Mm.
I think some doors were shut and other ones will open. Mm. What I think is very wrong in this country, from village to village or surgery to surgery, is that about 5 years ago, the government or powers that be give you money to start something up. And now suddenly they're withdrawing all that money. So that has to get all shut down because they can't get the money. And then they open up, similar sort of thing under a different heading. Just for example, back in the war, this is coming up now, we had Growmore clubs.
I've just read about those. I didn't know what they were.
That's it.
Well, it's unique to Hampshire.
You see, it was Growmore, to keep us in the war. And this particular club, we went to the dinner the other night, the girl that's running it, doesn't even know what the word Gromor means. She wants to call it something else, and she wants to involve children. Well, that's all right on suitable occasions, but not for farm walks, which are quite often quite technical now, too technical for me. But she doesn't, really, she hasn't looked up the history of it. She should read through all the minutes, or some of the minutes that have gone by, to find out more what, because they're supposed to be coming up here for a farm walk. Well, they used to be in the evening because you'd milk the cows and then you'd go to a farm walk. But she wants it in the afternoon and make it like a tea party, apparently. I don't know. We've sort of backdated it. But I don't think they should change the name, because if they change the name, it's a completely different thing. And they shouldn't enter the quizzes, because each Gromor club round would have their own quiz team.
Mm.
But they're entering, they will enter, well, under the heading, whatever they call themselves. So it won't be the Gromor club, but apparently there's one club already renamed their club. But I don't
know. Well, it's such a shame, because it's got a lot of history.
Well, it's the, like, is it the Fairman Ants? No, that's changed, hasn't it?
Hampshire Farmers.
They call it Hampshire Farmers. Well, I think that's a pity, because I didn't really think about it until after it was all passed and done, or also said more. But, and several people said, well, why didn't you? Because I'd have backed you. I didn't want the name changed. I said, well, you could have got up and said, because I don't even know if I've got a vote or not. Because you have to decide between which one's got the vote if you're a...
Oh, okay.
You know,
husband and wife.
Yeah, so you decide. Only one of you is a member, the other one is a guest, and I didn't know which one was, whether he was the guest or whether I was the guest. But
I can't remember why I needed to look it up. I'd never heard of it. It came up in conversation with somebody else.
There was a farmer started things, or discussion. For people, you know, ideas at the beginning of the war.
Mm.
And they'd carried on from it. By 1943, I think, Petershead started.
Right. Well, that's a good long time. You don't want to start messing around with that too much, do you? Not with the name, anyway.
Well, it was going to close down, you see. We went to the closing down party. Oh, and then some bright spark got up and said they wanted to keep it going. Another bright spark sat in my skin says, I definitely think it should be kept going if somebody's prepared to do it. Not realising the person that was wanting to take it on didn't know one end of a farm from another end of a farm. But I thought she was doing it under the heading of the Gromor Club, but it's not. It's more like a social club. That's what she... But they shouldn't. She shouldn't have started it up, but there, she's got the money now. She's got what she wants, so they'll make something of it.
Mm.
What, I don't know.
Mm.
But I do think she ought to find out more about it.
Mm. Mm.
That's your opinion. Whether it's anybody else's, I wouldn't know.
It is quite a few of them. Mm. Yeah, there's quite a few. Well, we went to this dinner the other night, and they had a... they call it...
auction,
I don't know what they call
auction
it. Sealed bid auction items.
Oh, I know.
Mm. And I said to Angie, because she used to be secretary and they upset her, I said, what the hell did you give them that if you've fallen out with them? Well, they seem to run out of money because it costs 70 quid or 90 quid to do a quiz for sandwiches for two teams. There's two teams of eight, you see, and then you get the judge and the spectators. And to find that every... whatever it is, a month, is it? But they didn't have enough. And then she said, well, you should have enough for the amount of members you've got. But I don't think... people don't like asking for money. You haven't paid yourself. Well, I don't mind. It doesn't worry me. But a lot of people don't, you see. And Theresa Brown was one of them. So she's handed over, but she's handed over to the friend of this girl, and they... think the same, won't they? So I've already lost my battle, but still, I don't mind that. I've got my queen in the village hall. I'm happy.
Yes. What about your queen in the village
hall? We were laughing about that other day. She came to a flower club meeting. I said, I don't think I'm going to win my next argument, am I? She says, I don't think you are.
Mm-hmm.
I said, oh, I'll leave it at that. That was to get the pictures down. the tapestries down lower, so you can see.
So you can actually look at them. They are quite high up, actually. Yeah. Is that done for safety, to keep out of little inquiring fingers? Or?
No, because
well, it's lead glazed, anyway.
Janet Harrison doesn't like them.
Who did them? Because there's a lot of work.
Oh, I did one stitch on Kath Graham's house. I did one stitch because Mavis told me I had to.
Oh.
I said, but I'm no needlewoman.
Oh.
I said, that's made that one there.
That's my
you
stitch.
Can't see them up there like the other one in the foyer. Nobody can see it.
But there is a lot of work. I was looking at it the other day. It's beautiful.
I think it is, yeah. And I said, well, nobody can see it because it's got no light. If you want to switch it on, never look at it. Bum it. But it didn't have. So, Jan, I said to Jan, shall we just agree to differ on everything? So, yeah, that's what we agree. And everybody was saying, what are those two laughing at? But we were laughing about it, so that's all that matters. She does more for the village than I shall ever do.
Oh,
she works hard.
Janet, she does work hard.
Yes, she does.
So have you managed to find some little bits and pieces for our quiz?
Well, come and have a look.
Oh.
You best will yourself in, because you know more about them than I do.
As long as they've got... It tells me what they are.
Carrying a bullet. He's putting the head up to
Scold more than scrape. Then what you've got here, and then
I won't.
Do you want me to ask Richard Jones if he's got a smock?
That would be wonderful. Thank you.
Isn't it a common name?
I don't know how to turn this on.